Well, that process, it was a 4.5 or 5 hour hearing, and in addition to the Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, and the Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Henry Bernanke, we also had the Chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Chris Cox, and the new manager of Fannie and Freddie, Lockhart. And basically, the entire banking committee spent the 4.5 hours grilling them, I think, quite extensively on the details of the proposal. And let me again just explain a little bit of the difference between some of the ideas. Some people, and very strong economic experts on all sides, believe that if we are able to stop a so-called run on the banks that would cause many, many banks to fail and cause the money market system in the country to freeze up, that we need to extend protection to deposits at those types of institutions, banks and money market funds. Banks are already protected under the FDIC up to $100,000 of investment of an account for each investor. Money market funds are not insured. And so one of the ideas that, frankly, is getting a lot of support in Washington is to, again, temporarily extend that federal backup to money market funds so that people are willing to just keep their money in the bank or in the money market funds rather than pulling it out. And I believe that's an important first step that probably we can get very broad support for among all parties. The real conflict comes in the proposal that the federal government step in with up to $700 billion. Many people think that proposal was to purchase, or not to purchase, but to prop up failing companies. And actually propping up failing companies that are going to damage the economy is one of the proposals that is on the table, but it's not the Treasury proposal. The Treasury proposal was to purchase illiquid assets from hundreds and hundreds of companies across the market, whether they are potentially in a failure mode or not, in an effort to get those illiquid assets out of the economy and allow the government to hold them to maturity. And then hopefully the taxpayer is going to recover on those assets if they are held to maturity and the market stabilizes. And again, I know I'm being very repetitive, but that part of the plan has me very concerned because there's a great risk there, and I don't believe that the taxpayer is the one who should be put into the position of holding that risk.